Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's get it going. Hour number one of the Rob Brown Show flew by like a NASCAR stock car on the backstretch. That means it's time for hour number two. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you. I was going to say glad to have you, and then my brain decided it wanted to say great to have you, and it just smushed those two words together. Great start. So, thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being a part of the show. Robin Diesel with you on a Tuesday afternoon, and a very busy one again coming up here. And we'll call it about half an hour from right this very moment. Savannah Lee of the Brunswick News is going to join us to talk a little golf. We are just a couple of weeks away from the Masters. No, don't check your calendar. Yes, it is going to be in the middle of November. Of course it's going to be in the middle of November. Why wouldn't it be in the middle of November? We are going to be talking golf with Savannah Lee coming up in a little while. At 2 o'clock, Lachlan McLean of the Greenville Triumph will join us right here on the Rob Brown Show. They are set to host the League One, the USL League One Championship game coming up on Friday in the Ville. That one's going to be at Legacy Early College, and we will talk about that with Lachlan McLean coming up at 2 o'clock. Then at 2:25, Colin Bester of NASCAR is going to join us as we are still waiting for the end of the race at Texas. Apparently, there's quite the monsoon going on down there in the Lone Star State. We will have updates on that race for you if and when they drop the green flag today, waiting for the rain to let up. And on top of that, we'll have to get the track dry, get all the water log out, et cetera, et cetera. That's all coming up around the corner. So make sure you stay tuned for the 2 o'clock hour. We're going to be very busy. And then, of course, as always, we end the show with Twitter trending topics. Announced earlier today in a college football / PGA Tour crossover. Yes, I said it. It's going to be interesting. It was announced by ESPN that College Game Day in the middle of November will emanate from Augusta National. That's right. College Game Day is going to be aired from Augusta National Golf Course on Saturday of the Masters. That's right, moving day. We are going to see Augusta National host Kirk, Reese, and the gang. Looking forward to that. Love that crossover. Love that crossover. I think that's a phenomenal idea. I think it's going to be great, right? Look, College Game Day about once a year goes to an interesting place. And usually it's always football related, but they'll be going to, like, you know, South Dakota to talk about some of the FCS schools that are playing for whatever title they're playing for, whatever rivalry is taking place that weekend. They always do one or two weird ones. I love College Football Game Day going to Augusta, but I got to tell you, easily the best part of it so far has been going to the comment section on the Twitter and Facebook articles announcing that College Game Day will be broadcasted live from Augusta National and watching the traditionalist golf fans lose their minds about it. It is hilarious. That's not what this. Those guys are going to be loud and obnoxious, and this is supposed to be a reverent attitude, a celebration of the gentleman's game. I love it. It's all like dudes named, you know, Winston that are crazy angry that they have the audacity to bring football into the gentleman's game. Look, you guys know me. I'm a sports fan. I love golf. I love college football. I love this crossover, right? Why not? And especially if you're the PGA Tour, why not do what you can do to bring more fans into Augusta National to give them a look? You're going to have a tough day. Saturday, go ahead and book it. Saturday is going to, without question, be the least watched Saturday at a Masters, I don't know, since the invention of television, right? Saturday is going to be the least watched edition of moving day of the Masters from Augusta in the history of that tournament's run on television. Because if you give most people a choice, even if it's Augusta National, if you give most people a choice, they are going to watch college football over the Masters. On top of that, the Masters is a four-day event. You got one day of college football. It's unfortunate but true, right? College football, we got from noon Saturday till midnight Saturday. Augusta, we got Wednesday practice rounds are broadcasted. Thursday round one, Friday round two, Saturday round three. Hell, the winner's not picked until Sunday late afternoon. So, yeah, college football's going to cut in. So if you're the PGA Tour, a sport that has been, I don't want to be dramatic, but hemorrhaging viewers, since Tiger Woods lost his chokehold on the sport. Don't you want to do any and everything that you can do to get as many eyeballs on those TV screens for as long as you can do it? And you know that College Game Day is very good about getting these unique perspectives on wherever it is they are and whatever it is they're doing. You're going to try to tell me that they're not going to do some of those spectacular feature pieces they do that make College Game Day must-watch TV, right? I don't watch College Game Day because I need to hear Desmond and Kirk talk about who's going to win the Big Ten matchups of the week. I can do that on my own. It's literally my job. I watch College Game Day because they bring these interesting stories, these human stories, this human element of personality and characteristics to the screen that I would otherwise have no access to, right? That's what makes College Game Day great. Yeah, you add on the comedy and the humor and the laughs. You add in the deep knowledge about things that only Desmond and Reese and Kirk and Pollock and these guys can bring to you. And that makes it good. But what makes it great is the way that those human stories are featured on College Game Day. That's what makes it great. And when you get that element to it, College Game Day becomes must-watch TV. I would venture to say, Diesel, how much College Game Day do you watch on a Saturday if you've got nothing else to do?
All of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you're one of those unfortunate suckers like Diesel that loads his weekends up with, I don't know, like renovating a house or whatever you adults
sucks
do.
Sucks so much. Hate it.
That was the most emotion you have put in your voice in months. Like, that resonated in my soul when you said that. If you're a sucker like Diesel and decided to renovate an entire house, then yeah, maybe your Saturday mornings are a little bit booked. But if you're like me and you shirk all responsibilities as often as possible in order to watch as much sports as possible, then College Game Day is not only must-watch TV, but it's can't-miss must-watch TV, right? If you're golf, of course I want them there. Of course, because there are going to be those little stories that intersect between college football and golf. There's going to be those stories about how college coaches rely on golf to get business done and what Augusta has done and what the PGA Tour has done for the. There's going to be all of these different aspects, all of these intersecting areas between golf and football that are going to be featured by College Game Day in a very interesting way. And I'm for it. The PGA Tour has hemorrhaged fans since Tiger stopped being awesome. Because there's only a couple of guys that are cool, and none of them really have the appeal that Tiger did, right? With Tiger, you had this young guy. Let me put it this way about Tiger. I've said this about Tiger in my past. The reason that Tiger Woods took over the world is because Tiger Woods was a lump of clay that you can mold into being whatever you wanted Tiger Woods to be, right? And I've used my own family as an example. If you were my little brother, who maybe wasn't big into golf, Tiger was the guy who made the video games and was the guy who went out there and did all the cool commercials where he was dribbling the golf ball on the pitching wedge. And my little brother would go out for years and practice bouncing the golf ball on the pitching wedge and then trying to hit it out of the air on the range, because that's what Tiger was to him. For me, who's a little bit older, Tiger Woods was the guy who was just a young man who loved the game of golf and was cool in the process. The guy that on the range turned his hat around backwards like Ken Griffey Jr. and didn't really conform to what the old guy golf fans told him he had to be in order to be successful on the tour. That was me. I liked playing golf. I did not like the stuffiness of the golf courses that I'd go play golf with my dad at. Tiger broke that and made it okay to rock the hat backwards on the driving range and untuck your polo shirt when you were warming up. To my mom, Tiger Woods was just a handsome young guy with a million-dollar smile who loved his mom and dad and had them on the green at every victory he went and immediately went and hugged his mom whenever he won a trophy. That's what she loved about Tiger Woods. He was whatever you wanted him to be to draw you into the game. There's nobody like that on the PGA Tour anymore, which is why the PGA Tour doesn't have fans like they did during the Tiger heyday. But now you get to attach College Game Day to the PGA Tour. Now you get to take Kirk and Reese and Pollock and Desmond and Maria Taylor and all these folks and put them there in Augusta and show college football fans that are maybe about golf, here's all the ways that college football and golf cross with each other. And here's an inside look at the most important tournament of the year for the PGA Tour. Put your eyes on it, because if you don't, you're missing out on this. That's a huge boost for golf. And on top of that, College Game Day is going to get to feature a whole round of stories that when they would otherwise not get a chance to put on TV. I think it's great. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text me at 71307. 71307 is the text line. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to Diesel and I. And tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at ESPN Upstate, at Diesel on Radio, all of our handles. Quick break. Back after this, The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. Thanks very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being a part of the program. Hope you join us, 864-477-3776. I appreciate when people in sports high places show their regular humanity, right? When they see, do something. We talked about this with Dwayne Wade last week, right? Dwayne Wade, the NBA legend, was walking on a beach down in Miami, and he got caught in the background of some pictures where a young man was proposing to his girlfriend. And the pictures were incredible because Dwayne Wade is very candid. Dwayne Wade did not know that he was on camera, and he has this big smile on his face. And in one of the pictures, he's got his hands crossed over his heart in that universal aw sign. And it was just really cool to see this guy that we've seen be so intense on the basketball court, that he just had this moment where, you know, that machismo attitude was let down, and he was just caught up in this moment of this adorable little engagement on the beach, right? So Mike Nolan is the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, and he was being interviewed after the Cowboys got the whole beat out of them by the Washington football team, dropping to 2-5, 25-3 the final score, and the league worst defense, allowing 34.7 points per game. Nolan was in a Zoom meeting giving his press conference and said, after a question, he said, "Wow, that wasn't good. Terrible. Geez, I'm sorry." Except he wasn't talking about the defense, Diesel. He was talking about the fact that he had to pause the press conference because he was eating something on his way into the press conference, got Tabasco sauce on his finger, rubbed his eye, and got hot sauce in his eye, and had to stop a press conference minutes after his team got slaughtered by the Washington football team because he got hot sauce in his eye, ending his press conference for 2.5 minutes for him to go flush his eyeball out, as if things couldn't get any better for the defensive coordinator of the league's worst defense, the Dallas Cowboys. He shows in the worst way that dumb things happen to NFLers as well. We've all suffered that moment of hot sauce in the eyeball, D-Train.
Just because you got your tail kicked doesn't mean that you're not hungry. You know? Getting waxed like that takes it out of a guy. And you're not going to eat a burrito without hot sauce.
Correct. It is weird, though, because the only question that I had about this moment, the only question that I wondered after Mike Nolan had to push the pause button on his press conference for 2.5 minutes to go wipe hype sauce out of his eye, the only question that I wanted any reporter to ask of him when he returned to the microphone, Diesel, was, what were you eating, bro? What is the post beatdown you just got your ums handed to you by one of the worst teams in the league offensively? What was it that you were compelled to run to the locker room and chow down on in the 10 minutes of cool down period between getting it handed to you and coming out here to answer questions about how bad your football team is and how bad your defense is? Like, what food is Mike Nolan's go-to, everything is terrible in my life food of choice? Diesel, I'll let you wager a bet. What was Mike Nolan eating that he had to add hot sauce to before he came out to give his press conference?
Like I said, it was definitely a commissary burrito.
Commissary burrito.
You know, just straight out of the freezer, threw it in the microwave, just needed some quick calories, and he eats it, and he's like, oh, God, this thing sucks.
The old,
and then he had to add a little
burrito.
Had to add a little Tabasco sauce to it.
The old gas station burrito.
Pretty much.
A mistake that we have all made multiple times in our lives, and you swear you're never going to make it again until you turn 30, and then you're like, you know what? I'll pay the extra dollar for Taco Bell, won't you, Diesel? I'll give you a choice right now, Diesel. You got to eat one thing for dinner tonight. You can roll the dice with a gas station burrito, or you can go run for the border. Which one are you taking?
Depending on which gas station it is. If it's QT, I'm eating it because QT's food solid.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Diesel's got the gas station gourmet wrapped up.
If you're talking about just some random side of the road gas station, not happening.
Let me tell you a secret. The best fried chicken I've ever had in my life, came from a rando gas station off the side of the interstate somewhere in the great state of Mississippi. I couldn't even tell you which exit it was. Somewhere off the interstate between New Orleans and Pensacola, Florida. I want to say it was in Goshen, Mississippi. I pulled off one day driving to New Orleans because I was just that hunger that you get to the point where you can't function anymore because you can't focus on anything but getting food. Pulled off to the side of the road just to grab like a beef jerky stick to hold me over until I got to the NOLA. Walked into a rando gas station to buy a Slim Jim, and guy behind the counter was like, dude, you got to try the fried chicken. And let me tell you this. If you are, Diesel, ever in the sticks in backwoods Mississippi, and anybody missing at least one tooth says to you, hey, man, you got to try the fried chicken. I never would have thought I would tell you this, but Diesel, you got to try the fried chicken, man. It's life-changing. Life-changing. Take some advice from your bud, Rob Brown. Go to backwoods Mississippi, hit the gas station, try the fried chicken. It's life-changing. All right, let's go ahead and run to a break. We come back here in just a minute from right now. Miss Savannah Lee from the Brunswick News joins us. We're going to talk a little golf as we are now just a couple of weeks away from the Masters. Yep, Masters in November. Love it. We get 2 Masters in 6 months. Can't beat it. We'll talk with her as we're just a couple of weeks out. We have the Zozo Championship going down. We got the Shell Open in Houston coming up. Will Tiger play? Will he not as he gets ready for the Masters? We'll talk to Savannah Lee about it and more in the world of golf coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Happy Tuesday afternoon. Back to the phone lines we go. Welcome in a friend of mine, a friend of the broadcast, and, of course, our PGA Tour insider from the Brunswick News over there in the great state of Georgia. Miss Savannah Lee joins us here on the show to talk a little golf. Savannah, what's up, girl? Welcome back. Great to have you. How's it going?
Going good, just getting ready for the best month of the year, November. I mean, the Masters, then the RSM, before that, Georgia, Florida. I don't know that I can be any happier. And then throw in Thanksgiving for the last week. Your girl is set for the next month.
Love it. Love it. So since you brought up Thanksgiving, I will throw out a side conversation okay. that I judge my friends and enemies based on their answers. So choose wisely. What is the best Thanksgiving side dish? You got your turkey, you got your classics, but what is that side that you grab an extra serving of when you head up to the buffet line?
Probably our dressing, the stuffing dressing, whatever you want to call it. That is probably my absolute favorite. We have a lady that used to help my great-grandmother a lot. Her name is Miss Mary, and she makes it from scratch every year, and she always makes me a little pan of my own because she knows I love it so much. That is my all-time favorite. So probably dressing.
Respect. That is that is one of the acceptable and correct answers. Do you know what the difference is between dressing and stuffing?
I don't. We call it dressing.
I found this out because I was very curious and also a loser with too much time on his hands, Savannah. I found this out. It is the exact same thing. Dressing is what you call it when it is outside of the turkey. Stuffing is what you call it when you put it inside of the turkey. The only difference between dressing and stuffing is the location of it on your plate. You're all smarter now than you were before, albeit with pointless information.
I'm smarter now because I didn't know that.
There you go. I'm just here to make your life better. All right, let's talk golf. We got the Masters in November. First and foremost, and I brought this up earlier in the show, Savannah. I think this is kind of rad. College Game Day is going to do its Saturday morning show from Augusta National. Kirk and the boys are going to be right there at Augusta. I think it's great. I talked about it earlier. Golf has been hemorrhaging fans since Tiger lost his dominance over the sport. And this is, I think, a unique and interesting way for the best tournament in golf, I think, to put itself in front of a wider audience. Now, that's not to say that they're going to convert a bunch of people. It's not to say that they are going to convince a bunch of people to give up college football to watch the Masters there at Augusta. But I think it's interesting because maybe, just maybe, they get a handful of those college fans on Saturday to tune in on Sunday and maybe get hooked on golf. I think this is actually a better thing for the PGA than it is for College Game Day. I love it. I'm actually very excited about game day to be at Augusta National. What about you?
I'm beyond excited. As soon as I read about it, I was just like, yes, 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 yes. Two of my favorite things of all time putting together, and then we have a beautiful mixture. It's just awesome. I think it's going to be good for college football. I think it's going to be good for the PGA Tour because so many of the guys on the PGA Tour love college football. Harris English with Georgia football, you know, Patton Kizzire with Auburn. Those are two guys here that I know of that are absolutely obsessed with football. And even Harris was like, yeah, we ask people all the time on Saturday, you know, we're focusing on our jobs, but we ask people, you know, like, what's the score? What's going on? You know, they are in the know, even though that they're playing and doing their job on the golf course. I absolutely think it's incredible. They're trying to find different ways to keep people entertained with, you can't have fans in certain places. And when you can't have fans in certain places, what do? You go outside of the box And you combine two things that are loved most in the South, college football and the Masters tournament. So I'm beyond excited. I'm going to have every single ability to record it going on as possible. And I can't wait. It just kind of makes me sad because I won't get to be there. But then again, it's been 5 years of being rejected to get into Augusta National. So we'll settle for ESPN game day.
So I'll tell you this real quick. I have a buddy of mine who is another sports reporter in Georgia. And this cat has been fortunate enough to get selected to the media pool multiple times. And I don't know if they still do it. I know for a while there, on Monday after the Masters is over, they have done a media lottery where they select like a couple dozen media members who were there covering the tournament. And they get to play Augusta on Monday with the Championship Sunday format still in play. I've got a buddy of mine who covers sports there in Georgia who has been selected three times to play Augusta National on a Monday. If you would like to get together, if he gets selected again, and beat him up in the parking lot and then take over his media pass, I'd be happy to help you.
Honestly, I kind of wish you didn't tell me, because it's just like, really? That's just my luck. You know, there's some people that are just that lucky and get those kind of things. And then there's other people like me who work and apply and apply. And they're just like, nope.
If it makes you feel better, I have been applying for 14 years and have still yet to get in. So you're not alone.
Maybe 2021 will be our year.
Well, 2020 is definitely not. So, you know, and we only got to wait 6 months for the next one. We'll see how it goes. So speaking of game day, one of the things that I said I actually love about it is the fact that, you know, College Game Day has gotten so good at telling those feature stories, those human interest stories that are kind of separate from the rest of college ball. And we know that there are guys on the course that love to rep their teams, right? We've seen the Jason Duffners of the world that every now and then they'll break out the Auburn polo, or they've got the, you know, the Brutus the Buckeye driver cover that they put on the bag to rep their school, whatever golfer it might be. I am actually very excited to see those little spots where college football and the Masters kind of intersect with each other and cross over. I think College Football Game Day has got a very, very interesting group of stories. Saturday became must-watch TV, not just for the Masters, for me who has like four TVs in my living room to watch it all. I think it's must-watch for all college football fans at this point.
Oh, me too, because like I said before, you know, it doesn't get much more Southern than golf at Augusta National and college football. And so it'll be interesting to see what game that they pick. If it's an SEC game, which likely might be, I can't think of the games off the top of my head right now, but you never really know. Even regardless, you have guys from UCLA, you have Ohio State guys, you have Arizona State guys. I feel like Phil and all of them are just undercover football fans, and they don't really talk about it because that's not them. But then you have the younger guys like JT Poston, Brendan Todd's a huge Georgia fan, Harris English. I know all the Georgia fans because, you know, well, I live in Georgia. But I think all of them will be interested in it. And like you said, there's so many really cool stories, and I bet that they'll have plenty of feature stories to go through with all those golfers, and they could even find different ways to implement about the different rivalries and stuff, because that's what we love to do. We love to talk about rivalries. We love to talk about golf. And you have golfers from the South who love to do both. So I'm excited because there's no telling what that they're going to come up with. But I'm just like, hey, if you need an extra or someone to ask interview questions, like add Sports Girl FL, just let me know.
By the way, I looked up the schedule for that weekend. They actually picked probably the best weekend to do. Clemson is playing, I looked it up, and it's like Clemson in the Citadel, or no, that one got moved. It's Alabama, UT Martin, Auburn, UMass, Ohio State, Maryland. I mean, they're not great games, so it's a good weekend.
I don't think that's right, Rob.
No, I think you're actually, yeah, now that I read them, I think that is wrong. I'm looking at a little blog, and I think they got her. Anyway, screw that. I'm wrong on the radio. It happens all the time. So Tiger Woods, let's talk Eldrick for a minute. Tiger, it seemed like up until a couple of days ago said that he was going to play in Houston to try to get tuned up for the Masters. Now that is in question. They don't know. He doesn't know if he's going to play. He doesn't know if he's going to want to get out there trying to get himself back. It seems like every single week Tiger's got issues with his knees or his back that put him in trouble. Are we going to see Tiger, A, before the Masters, B, at the Masters, and C, competitive in Augusta this year?
Well, his agent announced about an hour ago, I guess it was, that he will not be playing in Houston. And so we won't see him in Houston. Kind of glad because, you know, I think it would have been weird to see him play before the Masters because, you know, he's never played in a tournament the week before or whatever, right before the Masters or whatever. And so I just don't think that we would see him. And I'm glad, kind of glad he didn't. You saw really spurts of greatness on Friday. I think he showed you, you know, when he gets, you know, ticked off, that he can really put it together. And I think he'll be competitive. I want him to be competitive because it's Tiger Woods, and there's nothing like a competitive Tiger Woods doing well at Augusta National. I kind of hope he goes in there and just kind of puts on a show just to say, hey, I'm still here, even though I've played like crap all year. But I also think it has to do with no patrons, no fans, and that's taking out the X factor. Even Justin Thomas was like, you know, I could not stay in that intensity on Sunday without fans, and I get it. I'm missing the fans because it's just – not as awesome as normally, you know. I remember last year at the RSM and them coming down the stretch and more and more people following everybody and just watching golf in general with more and more people. And it's just, I miss it. And I think a lot of the golfers are starting to miss it. At first, they enjoyed it because they were able to play golf. But now it's like, okay, we miss our 12th man. We need him out there. And even though we can't really have those yet, I still think that that's why Tiger's going to take this time the next 2 weeks and to really hone in on everything and get technically sound, because even though he is getting a little older and he's got aches and pains, I feel like we all have aches and pains, he's got to push through because we want to see another great round. And I'd love to see him, like, win it in November and then be like, yeah, back-to-back champ, and here, I'll crown another one in 6 months. I just think that would be the most Tiger thing and be a great way for him to, like, close out 2020.
We will see if Tiger's in the mix. By the way, because I embarrassed myself, I went and looked up the schedule officially. Clemson is at FSU, one of the better games, maybe. Indiana's at Ohio State. Mississippi State is at Georgia. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. So we do have the battle for Oklahoma. Florida's at Vandy. And outside of that, no real other challenges for any top 25 teams. Alabama's got Kentucky. Tennessee is at Auburn, Missouri is at South Carolina. So it's a better than average weekend, I guess. But suggestion, just throw another two or three TVs in your living room like I did. That's how we'll get through it. So we got a couple weeks out. We're kind of figuring out where guys are. Is there anybody in the past week or two, and I know this is kind of an abstract question, is there anybody in the last week or two getting prepped for the Masters that's done anything that's grabbed your attention that's maybe led you to believe that, hey, maybe they are going to be a bigger contender than we believed at Augusta?
Well, I hate to be like that person to say Rory McIlroy, but he shot, what, 29 or so birdies last week, if not more. I think that number is actually a little lower than it was, but he played some of his best golf last week, but still after that first round, just like back nine of him snapping his – was that last week or was that week before? Either way, he snapped his club, and then I was like, oh, snap, here we go. Rory's fixing to turn it on and turn it loose. And I think he's one of the guys that are struggling because of no fans. But after his performance and him being that mad enough to snap a club, I really like to see him put together four good rounds and or do at least two good rounds to get him to the weekend and do something. I'd love to see him win a green jacket. That's what he's got left. And I'm a huge Rory fan, have been a Rory fan almost the entire time I've watched golf, even before when I was just watching, you know, the Ryder Cup and stuff. I've always been a Rory person just because of his fiery attitude, and yet he isn't big as a minute, and yet he can hit it 2 miles long. I like him. I also think that you have guys like Patrick Cantlay, who is playing extremely well right now. He is in the field for Augusta, correct?
I believe so, yeah. I'll have to look up, but I believe okay. He is, yeah.
Oh, I hope so. Don't need to be too wrong on the radio today. But anyway,
that's okay. We're making habits of it. It's what we do here.
my bad.
Let me ask you one more question. And yes, he is in the field. I just confirmed that. One more question, and then we'll cut you loose, Savannah. You were talking about Rory and the fact that he's kind of that explosive golfer, and he plays on emotion. We have seen opinions vary between golfers. Some like it without fans or I guess patrons, and some say it kind of takes away a little bit because they don't have the emotion to build off of. Who do you think, is there anybody that stands out that you think will benefit from not having patrons on the course when they tee it off at Augusta?
Probably Bryson DeChambeau and the few of those younger guys that aren't necessarily have a ton of rounds under their belt with fans. So I think Bryson is definitely one because I think that's one of the guys that feed off of people's energy. And so he's gotten a lot better about feeding off of his own energy instead of worrying about red ants, camera guys, and everything else. And so him taking a whole entire month off, I think he's really honing in on figuring out how to hit it 400 yards through the air and also figuring out how to hold it together mentally because it's a major championship. And while he did win the last major championship that we just played or whatever, I think Augusta hits differently. It's, you know, history, tradition. It's just someplace that can really make or break a guy. Look at Rory a few years ago, his meltdown in the last round and him just falling apart. It happens to the best of the best. And so I think DeChambeau is going to be somebody that's really, really going to have to hone in on his mental game to hang in there. While he may be able to, like, outdrive everybody and not only have to use his wedges and stuff to get into it, but it's going to be whether or not he can hold it together. If he does not hit it online, if he doesn't hit it in the fairway, you know, how can he make sure to not get in his head and not have a breakdown? Because I'm going to tell you, there's going to be so many cameras on him because of him posting that video, that picture of his TrackMan or whatever, and just wanting to see what he's going to do because he's like, oh, I'm going to take a month off. Well, that's great, Bryson, but you could have played, you know, you could have found a way to play. But at the same time, I think that he's taking a month off not just to work on him hitting it another mile longer, but for him to be able to learn how to handle himself mentally.
Savannah Lee is from the Brunswick News. You can follow her on Twitter at SportsGirlSL. She joins us to talk a little golf. We'll get you back on the next couple of weeks as we head towards Augusta National. Savannah, appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. See you soon. That's Savannah Lee again on Twitter at SportsGirlSL. Quick break back after this to wrap up Hour 2. Head to Hour 3 on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Wrapping up hour number one. Thanks again to Savannah Lee for joining us to talk a little golf. Check her out on Twitter at SportsGirlSL. She is a must-follow as we get towards Augusta. A lot of fun talking with her. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we are going to have a couple of interviews for you. Lachlan McLean is a player for the Greenville Triumph. He is going to join us on the program to talk a little bit about the USL League One Championship coming to Greenville on Friday evening as they are set to take on Union Omaha in the USL League One Championship. The Greenville Triumph, of course, runners-up in USL League One last year. They fell in the championship game, so a little bit of an opportunity to fulfill that destiny if they can get it done at home. Union Omaha did come in weekend before last, to Greenville and knock off the Triumph 2-1, but it was a match in which the Triumph were not necessarily in a spot where they had to go play and demand a win. They had already locked up home field advantage in the USL League One Finals, knew that they would be hosting in Greenville, so they weren't necessarily out there playing in a must-win game, whereas Union Omaha was playing for their lives. They had to get the win in order to make it into the USL League One championship match. They got it done, got a little help from the rest of the league, and because of that, will now be playing against Greenville in the upstate. So we'll talk to Lachlan McLean. He is a player for the Triumph coming up in, just about 2 minutes from right now. So we got that coming up for you next. Then we'll have Colin Bester of NASCAR as we're waiting for the green to drop in Texas. Still raining on the track there, so that playoff race is still in a holding pattern. All that and more coming up in the final hour of the Rob Brown Show. That's next right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.